I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. Do you really know how severe income inequality is in the U.S.? Most Americans think CEOs make about 30 times more than the average worker. But the truth is, CEOs make 354 times more. The U.S. is the most unequal of all Western nations. In his new book, Viking Economics, George Lakey examines why the Nordic countries have some of the world's happiest and highest paid workers, and what we might learn from them to solve our own economic problems. Joining me now from WUNC in Durham is author George Lakey. Hi there.
Hi, Celeste. Hey, I really enjoyed that last segment.
Oh, thank you. You are a sociologist by training, are you not?
That's right.
So what is the difference, do you think, in approaching economics for a sociologist like yourself as opposed to a straight-up economist?
Well, we're way more interested in what's the impact of any particular economic model on the people, on their lives, on their chances for success, as teenagers looking ahead, how they can plan and so on. So we're more interested in questions like how much individual freedom does an economic model give, how much sociability, how much community, how much of a sense of achievement is offered by an economic model. And so economists are more into the intricacies of the model itself, whereas I've been more interested in, given that the Nordic model is different from the U.S. and U.K. and some other models around, then how does it really, what's the payoff for the people? What are the deliverables in terms of, as you said, happiness, for one thing.
So the countries with the shortest work weeks at this point also have the highest productivity, and that includes Luxembourg, but also Norway, one of your Scandinavian nations. How does that work? How can you take a short, I mean, I'm sure many people would like to know how they can shorten their work week and up their productivity.
What they do is they select at a time an occupational group that they suspect could be more productive. And then they shorten their work week, for example, say from 40 hours, which has been traditional for quite a while, to 35 hours. And they study to see what happens to the productivity. If the productivity goes up, then they tell the workforce in that occupation, okay, great, you did it. Now you can just go to work 35 hours a week for as long as we can see, rather than 40 hours a week. So that both incentivizes that occupational group, that layer in a corporation or whatever, to work harder at the time they're actually at their desks or at their workplace, and to be more efficient. And then, it's like, okay, we stopped at that point, 35 hours, that's great. Now in Sweden, which is the leader among the Nordic countries in doing this, they're selecting some groups and saying, well, let's try you at 30 hours, see how that goes.
So we have this problem in the United States, and your book lays out in a really readable way how we might solve it. And the one I want to point to is why we have this below average jobless rate. The jobless rate right now, it was 4.4% in April. And yet, income inequality is at a record high, and 80% of households couldn't manage a crisis, whether it be a broken car or a medical crisis or something like that. Most households in the United States don't have enough income or money saved to pay even a $400 unexpected bill. So how are we all most of us employed and yet unable to pay for the ups and downs of life?
Well, many of us who have jobs that keep us below the poverty line. That is, the jobs are so poorly paid. In Copenhagen, for example, if you work for McDonald's, it's $20 an hour. Or, if you've been there for a while, it's more than $20 an hour.
Wait. Workers at McDonald's slinging French fries are making $20 an hour?
That's
U.S.
right.
dollars.
That's right. U.S. dollars. They just don't see any point in paying workers low wages because that hurts the whole economy and it hurts the model. The model is pay people well and then have high expectations.
Now, there have been a number of complaints, especially since we heard Bernie Sanders during the campaign espousing the Nordic model, which is really what Viking economics is, right?
That's right.
There have been many people who say when you sort of even everything out, you don't get the high flyers. You don't get the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts. You kind of keep everybody at this level where they're not really trying to become billionaires. What's your response to that?
Well, actually, it is they do decentivize people from just grabbing money for the sake of grabbing money. But on the other hand, it is possible to become very rich in those nations. There is, for example, a billionaire living in Norway right now. So it is because and he's in his 90s, and he says his aspiration is to leave that money to the public, you know, when he dies. So he's giving it away. So there's a big emphasis on if you're an entrepreneur, that is, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business person, the tendency is to think of yourself as a kind of artist in the area of business, as compared with an artist who does sculpture, an artist who does paintings. And it's a creative enterprise. So, for example, Norway has more startups per capita than the United States does. So there's lots of support for, hey, if you happen to be great at starting businesses, go for it. You don't have to worry about keeping your health insurance, because your health insurance is not linked to your place of employment. Health insurance comes through the universal program, and everybody has health insurance, no problem. So you don't have to worry about, will I be able to get my kids through college, because college is free, higher education is free. You don't have to worry about, oh well, if I become an entrepreneur and then I bet the farm and I lose it, then I'm going to be poor in old age, because they don't believe in people being poor in old age. They have a universal pension plan. And so taking away those obstacles to people being entrepreneurs, they release the entrepreneurial energy that exists in those societies. And so, you know, that person who, say, at age 45 has this dream, I know I could make something or other better if I only had the chance. Well, guess what? They do have the chance. It's easy to borrow money from the banking system, and they go out and they make a try, right? And maybe they succeed, maybe they fail, but you can fail in the Nordic model without becoming a failure. And so that encourages more creativity, and the result of that is more startups and more success for the economy as a whole. So the game is defined differently from in the U.S., where the game tends to be defined, how much money can I make? It's not so much how much money can I make. Yeah. It's how much can I really show my own talent, right, and my own ability.
That is George Lakey. He's author of Viking Economics, How the Scandinavians Got It Right and How We Can Too. He'll be speaking at Acapella Books in Atlanta on Thursday night. George, thank you so much.
You're welcome.